You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita. Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, Episode 5. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Hey, Stone, how you doing?
I'm awake.
Sleepy Stone.
I am very sleepy.
It's 5 o'clock.
But now this is how you hear me smiling as I'm talking.
Oh, geez.
You can hear it in my voice that I am now wide awake and happy.
Happy, happy, joy. Excellent. All right. Well, it's that time again.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I've been pretty sick this week. Thankfully, it didn't turn into the flu, so yay. But yeah, I'm feeling a bit blah. So we're both like, we'll see how we go. Anyway, why don't we get started? World of Warcraft news. So how about you take me through what's happened? What's been happening?
As far as I know, the only thing that really happened was where hot fixes got deployed on May 24th, mm-hmm. and there's a blog post. We'll post up a link for it. Basically, they are focused on the low-level leveling experience, which was alluded to by Watcher Dev that they were looking at. They say that this isn't the end or something, right? So they wanted to do more. So basically what they did were a whole bunch of fixes on Bob's still playing with the wires. Just so you know, Bob's been completely fine until we started recording. And yeah. Now it's his time.
Bob's saying hi.
Because he knows...
Yeah.
Because he knows, Bob knows that he's not supposed to be doing it.
Naughty Bob.
Okay, so most quest bosses between level 1 to 20 are now multi-tap and will scale with health depending mm-hmm. on the number of players fighting them.
Right.
So this is the thing that they brought in near the End of Mists, right? Uh-huh. Or actually, was it End of Mists or like midway through Mists? I think it was around when it was the invasion part, like the first major patch.
Yep.
Anyway, this is now available from level 1 to 20. They also added respawn. Let me try to reword this. Okay, here we go, you little bugger. Come here. Yeah. Anyways, okay. So he's like, now he's fighting my feet. they increased the respawn rate in level 1 to 20 areas, depending on how many players are there.
Right. Okay.
So I already thought this was already in. But apparently not. So maybe it was in up to a point, but they really ramped it up. One of the things he also did is that now if you die in a low level dungeon, you are now going to release to the entrance of the dungeon instead of outside and trying to find the entrance. Which a lot of people are like, I don't know where the entrance is. Yeah, because you don't need it now. They also did increase the amount of damage that level 1 to 10 mobs deal. So they're going to hurt a little bit more. Out of combat health regeneration has been decreased when you are below level 20, so you won't get as much health back when you're just sitting around, mm-hmm. which I noticed anywhere from level 1 to 20, once I killed a mob, my health would come back fairly quickly.
Okay.
So that's gonna drop. The amount of damage that you deal between level 1 and 39 has been decreased, so you don't hit as hard.
Yep.
Apparently, strength and agi classes saw the larger decrease than int classes,
Okay.
so they were the focus of it. And again, that is to make the leveling process, not the overall leveling process, but the combat leveling portion, a little bit better, and it take a little bit more. They also say that this isn't the end, and I put in quotes, or I put in brackets, I think basically mob scaling is going to come sooner than later. I kind of feel like they're going to wait until Lee Jin hits, and then when that drops, they're going to see how that really works. And if it works really well, then it's going to come in. And on an Iron Man point of view, I think it's good. So,
Okay. All right.
especially with having specs. So.
Do you think that the reason, because I was having a discussion last night with Ash, that the reason that perhaps that they've brought this in now is because the movie's due out very, very soon. There's going to be the fact that there will be a lot of people who don't know World of Warcraft, have never played a game, that might see the movie. They might, for them, they might see the movie and be like, oh, wow, I'm going to give this a go. Plus, with the promotion, they go, oh, well, I'll start up an account and I'll give this game a go for a bit of fun. Therefore, by making all of this a little bit easier in the hole from 1 to 20, people might start getting a better idea of what it's going, what it's like to play, and then it follows through that if they do keep leveling, that then there is that consistency. Or do you think I'm just, whatever.
I think moviegoers might be some of the aim for it, because I do feel that right now, if you even without XP boosts, you level up very quickly, and you don't get the entire plot of the zone. There's lots that are just that's lots there's lots that are that is just left, and you're like, okay, well, I'm like level 12 and I haven't really finished all of Elwynn, and off I go, right? And
But is
I
that
think they
due
want to
to
is that due
heirlooms?
to the no. You can do that based on rest XP. If you have heirlooms, you can do it a lot faster too. So I kind of think it's moviegoers. Somebody was asking me if it was in response to the private server deal. Like, really?
That's Bob.
Right?
What's he doing?
Right?
Is he baking a cake?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Bob's being naughty.
But he was quiet until the moment we began to do the podcast.
They know something.
The
Maybe just the same.
moment of it, like right then, that's when he began to do the wires.
Naughty Bob.
Serenity now.
Oh, fun, fun, fun. So, yes, so you were saying that with.
Well, it was more in response to the private server thing. I don't think that's the case. I really don't. I think it's more movie, making sure that new people that come in have a it takes a little bit longer for them to level up
Yeah.
so that they get more game time.
Okay. Well, I suppose we'll have to see. I mean, I obviously the changes seem pretty good, so that's, to me, I agree. I think they're good. I think for, the challenge tunes and that kind of thing, it's definitely going to be a positive. So, yeah, we'll have to see how it goes, but obviously we're like, what, a week, 2 weeks out from the movie. Not even that, a week and a half. What are
Well,
we?
I've got today is Thursday. I have got 2 weeks to go.
2 weeks.
I've got 2 weeks to
Ooh.
go until I am getting on the plane. At this point right now, I will be in my airport waiting for my flight to leave.
And we possibly could be trying to record. We will
Yes.
see. There will be an episode, people. We will just work around Stone's and my schedules, because Warcraft movie, oh, big. As far as I'm concerned, it's a pretty big deal. I think considering that you're traveling a fair distance on a big airplane to go see a whole bunch of your, of people that are awesome and friends and that, I think it's a pretty big deal to you too. So I think we're, yeah, and it's exciting. It's an exciting time. I just, oh, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but I just actually saw it on Facebook a couple minutes ago. But they had, where is it now? I've lost it already. That's awesome. But there was a
Squirrel.
Rob Kaczynski had, oh no, I've lost it. Oh no. He was doing a like a walkthrough of the armory. And I've lost it. That is
Oh.
fantastic. And yeah, so they created this armory, which does not exist in the game, but it's in the movie, right? And it's just him walking through and picking up. If you get a chance to see it, I mean, I've posted it in the Clan of Darkness group page, so it looks absolutely fantastic. The way that they've made everything, it looks, oh, it just looks stunning. So I'm super excited. And yeah, that's just literally happened about an hour ago. Warcraft posted it on Facebook, so I've not seen it on Twitter yet. But very cool. Anyway, we'll have plenty to talk about the movie, because it's so close, but we'll get to the movie. But thank you for the hot fixes. Now I totally understand what's going on. So how about we talk about our week? What have you been doing?
It's been actually a fairly busy week-ish, sort of, maybe not. We'll see. So fishing, okay? So fishing. So
Ooh,
because of our
yes.
discussion the other week about you can catch a minnow in your base and then apply that and getting all this stuff, you know all that. So I was fishing for them and I was like, man, it's just not dropping. Am I doing something wrong? I'm like, what's going on? And I go check up on Owlhead, and now he's scratching in the litter box. Okay, so hey Bob. Okay, so I'm very conscious about outside noise because I have no control over some things, and it just like I don't like. Can you hear him?
Just a little
No,
bit.
yeah, okay. Well, he's digging, so for me it's really loud. Anyway, so okay, so fit. So I go look up to see if I'm doing it right. And no, and it's supposed to drop. And I'm like, all right. So when I was about to give up, one finally dropped. I'm like, oh, look at this. Okay. So I threw it in, got the guy to spawn, and I killed him pretty quick. And so I took it and I got the hat, I think. There's some squid hat or something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, there's two
And
hats.
so I got So I put that on. I went looking. I went flying around in Tal Ador. Just that's where I feel the most comfortable, just flying around in circles and all that stuff. So it was really weird. I only got one Lunker in 20 minutes, and I was like, "What is going on? Like, this is not cool." And I went AFK for about a half an hour. Just dealing with kids and this and that, and sometimes I don't leave, and sometimes I don't log out. So if you're ever trying to talk to me and I don't respond, and even though it doesn't say I'm away, I'm probably away, and I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just that's just how it is. I do have Wim, which whispers up on my screen, so if I get back to my computer in time, I will see them. So. Basically, so after about half an hour, I went back and began to fish again, and I got six more Lunkers in 20 minutes.
Wow.
So,
That's good.
and I'm like, I don't know if that's just good RNG or if it has to do with time
Nope.
spent.
Nope.
Because I was
RNG.
away for half an hour, and then all of a sudden I start to get more, and I'm like, And then overall, that whole session, I think I spent like about a good 2 hours or so, and I got 11. So I was like, okay, that felt good. And then I haven't been back since.
Well, I
Because I've
was
been doing
getting,
other stuff.
yeah, I was giving on average about one lunker every 10 minutes. At the height, I could get like three lunkers in 10 minutes, but it seems to have gone back to one in 10. But again, it's RNG because I fished for 24 minutes and got one lunker. So that's literally one lunker in 30 minutes. You know what I mean? It's
Goodness, yeah.
crazy. It's RNG. There's no rhyme or reason. I just make sure that
Which
you've
is
got as
crazy.
max on your fishing ability
Yeah.
as you can. Make sure that it's over.
I think my fishing skill was up to like 1,035, something like that. Yeah.
That's a big.
So, I don't know. The other stuff I did was old raids, just running old raids again, testing out the raid challenge add-on that we're gonna do. And finding raid bosses that don't work. Like for some reason Yogg-Saron is does it it doesn't work. And we don't know why that is. It's just it doesn't work. So
So the mechanics of Yogg is not picking up.
It's funny. It's funny in that we thought it would be more like we found more that was a matter of different mob IDs being used. So just because you're fighting the same boss doesn't mean that you're fighting the same mob ID as far as the game is concerned. So when you have phases, the game will actually change the mob. So, it could even look exactly the same. It has a different game ID, right? So, for Yogg, apparently this is the case. Sometimes, that's just how it is. I ran through trial. Trial was okay. I ran through Wrath, and I think Wrath was okay. I think it was okay. Anyway, so that I did a lot of that. We also did. So I did a 24-hour stream the week before, and we talked about it. I only did the 22 hours out of 24. We raised a
Which was
lot.
awesome.
So, so I still feel bad about the 2 hours. So instead of doing just 2 hours, we did an 8-hour stream on the Saturday before the podcast, the other live show that we do. During that run, I did a lot of chain mount attempts. So, sorry, chain mount. I chained a bunch of attempts together to get mounts. I think
Chain
maybe about six, chain mount. Yeah, so it's like this chain, you just sit on it and ride around. It's like a broomstick, except it's a chain. That should be a thing.
Yes,
It could be
temperature.
patches, chains. I don't know. Mount.
Nice.
And you have to go into Naxx now and go kill them for it. So, and if that ever becomes a thing, you'll know where it came from. So, yeah, I had no luck there, but so, on the bright side, we did meet our goal, our new, like our second stretch goal, of $1,000. We made it to $1,025. I was like, holy moly.
That's
So
awesome.
a big thank you. So Thule, came in and dropped
Tool
some
is
more
awesome.
money to make sure I reached my goal.
Oh, isn't he sweet?
Yeah, I
You
was
owe
like,
him a
dude,
beer.
I owe him more than a beer.
Yeah, that's
So,
right. A beer will do for now.
The other thing that I did, I guess, was Overwatch. I know
Overwatch?
it's
What?
not, yeah.
There's an Overwatch. Was there Overwatch? I honestly.
Oh,
Oh.
wait. Back
Back up.
up.
Okay.
Back up. So back in the 8 hour stream, I actually streamed a lot of WoW Iron Man contest leveling. Man, I got
Right.
my character up to like, I don't know what it was, man. I got it up really high. Now it's like level 29. So just throwing it out there.
That's
So
okay. I'm so happy for you.
yeah,
You'll
I know
die.
you
You'll
are.
die. You'll die soon. It's okay.
So yeah, Overwatch. I mean, yeah.
Released. Overwatch has been released.
Finally,
Yeah.
there were a few times where it's like, oh, I would like to play it, but it's not up yet. And okay, well, go do something else. And that was either WoW, other stuff like fishing that I never really did, or D3. Play that too. But now with Overwatch out, it's actually funny. It's been out since what, Tuesday? Yes.
Tuesday,
Or Monday or Tuesday or something like that. No, Monday. It was out
Tuesday.
since
No, I
Monday
couldn't. Well, I couldn't pick it up until
for
Tuesday.
you. Yeah. So I've only played only a few times, and it's just because I've been busy. It,
Okay.
like, f for a person that doesn't work anymore, I feel like I have too much on my plate again.
You're probably busier now than when you were working.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It gets like
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
But overall, I'd like to be playing more Overwatch a little bit more. I kind of got a little bit. Okay, so I play one character, and you are allowed to play all, I don't know how many of them there are, 21, something like that. And you know, the whole thing there is that you're supposed to be picking a character to help your team and to offset something else the other team has picked. Okay. So my deal is that I don't know the other characters very well, so I only pick one character. And that is Soldier 76. Now, a lot of people like to use him because they feel it's the closest thing to the old school FPSs and all that. And I actually joined a group that I picked him first, and then another person picked him, and then somebody else said, oh, there's two of you. And called me out and told me to change. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to change. So this is the character that I've picked. I want to play it really well. And then when I feel really, really good with that character, then I'll go pick something else that I want to play. And
That's fair
if you
enough.
don't, and you know what's fair too, is that if you don't like it, you can click on my name and click on this thing that says a void player. Because if you don't like how I play, you don't have to play with me. And I can do the same to you too, which I did. I kind of equate it the same way in WoW, where you play your class You like your class, okay?
Mm.
And you know that class. Now you might get a little bit like, okay, I might want to try something else. That's cool too. If you don't have, let's say if I'm running a warrior and then we need heals, you don't see somebody coming out saying, I want you to get off your warrior and go and level up a priest, okay? You might get that in hard, core raids and stuff, but they're not telling you to do that on the fly. It's just not the, I mean, it's not quite the same, but it's similar. So anyways, there is that feature that I discovered through Roxy on Twitter. She said, if you don't like it, there's this thing here. And I'm like, oh, sweet.
Oh, okay.
And
Thanks,
yeah,
Roxy.
so you can just right click and click on avoid player, and you won't have to mess around that player again. So
Okay.
yay, I got all ranty again. Anyways, but Overwatch overall has been pretty good. I have not, it's funny, I did not get the skins that I wanted like I did in beta. Come on. Come on.
Oh, okay.
There's a specific skin for a soldier 76 that he's all like camoed up and
Oh.
gray. He just looks cool. I don't know. I like it.
Okay.
And I got that. So.
One of the skins I got for him, he's like dressed in blue and yellow,
Oh
and
God. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't like those ones.
I was like,
I'm not a fan of those ones. Anyway, so that was my week.
Okay,
That
all
was my
right.
week. What did you do this week?
Well, I will just quickly talk about my Overwatch because I did manage to get my Overwatch yesterday because I've been sick. I couldn't make it the Tuesday to pick it up, but I did manage to send a family member who graciously finally went and picked it up, and then I hugged it and I squeezed it, and
Oh, you bought a physical copy?
yeah, I got the
Oh, cool.
collector's edition. So I've got a very cool statue of
Oh.
Soldier 76.
Because I got the online one, so I don't get that. How much
No.
more, like, how much more was it compared to the online one?
No idea. I just was told there's a collector's edition. Went, yep, I'll take that. So,
Damn it.
yeah. So I got that. I
Man.
got some bonus. I've got bonus packs for Hearthstone. So I was like, oh, so I logged into Hearthstone. I'm like, oh, thank you. I got some packs. Awesome. I got some cards. Oh, they're pretty. Okay. Thank you. Log out. I got Jaina in Heroes. So I was like, oh, sweet. I don't have Jaina. So I got Jaina for excellent. I got a new skin for Widowmaker, which is really cool because it's like this black and red thing she's wearing. And I'm like,
Oh,
this
cool.
Widowmaker's my favorite. When I play with the girls, I normally play Widowmaker. I really, really am horrible at Overwatch, but I like playing Widowmaker and really am bad at it. But you know, that's good. And then I got Baby Winston in WoW. So, I've got some screenshots this week, so don't forget, everyone can go check out adventuresinazeroth.com and have a look at the very cute screenshot, because I made Baby Winston like gigantic, and we were sitting down and we were just having a little chill out in the garrison. So he's so cute. I'm not changing his name because he's Baby Winston, so he gets to keep his name. But I did So that was Overwatch. So I'm really happy. I've not played Overwatch since it's gone live. I just logged in, picked up the stuff, and I was like, oh, cool. Okay, I need to get back to WoW. So yeah, but in WoW, I had a Glory of the Thundering Raider night last on the weekend. So we were trying for achievements, and I have to say thank you to Wingy, Asheo, Cinder, Thor, Melon, 42, Natani, and MacGyver, Miss Midgey and Barat for coming. We managed to get some achievements done. So I've got a screenshot of the achievements that we've started. So I think we've done five. Well, we've done on six, but one of them's the head case one where you've got to leave up one each of the heads. So it's like the blue, red and green. So we left up the green wormy head. And so I've got to do another at least 2 weeks two times two until I get that achievement. But we got through a few, so we're making progress. So the next screenshot is I call it Motley Crue because that's all of us standing there getting ready, which is
Can I ask, are you running it again next week?
I'm not
Or this
sure when our
coming?
next one is
Okay.
because I've got girls gaming night this weekend.
Because I fell
So,
asleep and
yes,
I was still sleeping when you guys ran
I
and
saw.
I wanted to go, but I was sleeping.
It's okay. We had 11 and we ended up. So, we started off on heroic 25. Yeah, not so much. Not so much a good idea for 11 people. Really. Quite nasty. So then we dropped it down to normal and just worked on the achievements. And normal in 25 is still a pain in the neck, but we managed to get, as I said, we managed to get through. We killed Jai Kun was the last one. But the screenshot, so the next screenshot I've got is called Horrodin Done. So we're fighting Horrodin, the big dinosaur. That was pretty easy. That was like a bit of a tank and spank. So that one wasn't too bad. Tortoise was interesting. I got to do the fling the turtles into. So that was kind of fun.
Yay.
That was awesome.
I was so glad in that fight that I was not ranged because it always fell to range and invariably we'd wipe because the range either got knocked up or something, right? And just being that person that'd be like, yep, I couldn't do anything and now the raid
It
wiped, so you all
was,
died because
yeah,
of
we
me.
didn't
I
wipe.
never wanted that focus.
I don't think.
So I mean I mean when it was live, right? Like
Yeah.
when so
But still, it's
now
still not easy. I tell you what, I went in there with the expectation that not that we were gonna ruffle stomp it, but that we were gonna do well. And we with there was some fights that we had to wipe it and wipe it and wipe it
Really?
and wipe it just to get the strat right. Yeah, just to get the first one when we were against what's his Medivh, the stupid one we had to do with the
Council.
balls of no council was easy. Horrodin was easy, council was pretty easy. The very first fight, where you
Oh yeah.
had to connect the balls, like when the big blue balls came out,
Oh, to
and
do
oh, that
the
was
actual
horrible.
achievement. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. So they, there was times we were like, oh, we've got it, we've got it. Oh no, it didn't work, didn't work. Quick, wipe it, wipe it. Oh, it was just, yeah. So that was a bit of a pain. But did you notice what I called my turtle screenshot? I called it Many Turtles Handle It. Because I was like, oh, that's like many whelps handle it. Come on, it's like to me, it's like it's just it was funny. It's funnier in my head, people. I know. But that was cool. That one didn't take too much. It ended up being a bit easier. We had a lot of turtles down, turtles down, turtles everywhere. And then when we got to the head case one, that was pretty easy. Again, thank you. Awesome tanking to Wingy and Thor. Thank you guys. Really appreciate it. So we got the venomous ticked off. So we've got two more to do. And then we got to Jakun, and that's where we had to do the golden egg. That took a little while, but we eventually got it. And then by that time, it was like, okay, we're done for the night because, yeah, it's done. But that's a screenshot. We killed. We had some pets drop. I didn't get any. And no mounts dropped or anything. So I was like, damn it. And we're going to, yeah, I need to set up and we're gonna run, continue to run because we want to get that done. So that was kind of cool. But the other thing that happened this week was the Warcraft movie in-game items turned up. So I logged in on my Warlock and I went, ooh, smexy stuff. So there's the screenshot of me with my new transmog smexy stuff. So normally I have the what is it, this the Grim Reaper blade. It's the scythe of something that I got in the war of some warlock quest that I did when you're like level 19, and I kept it, and that's what I normally transmog my stuff to. You know, because I'm running around in Corruptor suit, so I've got all the skull, you know, the red and the black and the skulls on my shoulders. So I'm running around, and normally I have the scythe, and it's, you know, so I'm looking a bit like a Grim Reaper because I'm an undead warlock. Well, what else am I gonna look like? But this one's definitely, it's very cool. So it's still got the skulls, and the skulls swing off, you know, the staff, the ones that are hanging by the cords and stuff. So really, really cool. And just remember, people, that log into both your Horde and your Alliance toons because you get items for both. There's two items for both sides. They're BattleNet account bound at the moment. So I'm assuming when we get our wardrobe, they'll go straight into the wardrobe.
Well, they
Very
should. I mean, I'm glad we got them. I know that some people are like, eh, because it doesn't affect their class. So, for instance, there's no bow. Okay. So, which I can agree with. But, you know, we got four items that you wouldn't have had before. So,
Yeah, I like it.
you didn't have to pay anything for it.
I love
So, meh.
transmog, so I'm a sucker for the fact that at the moment they're all sitting in Leader's Bank and I don't care about sending them to anyone until Legion goes live or until pre-Legion, you know, when 7.0 or whatever drops and the wardrobe's live, and then I'm gonna be, you know, I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna transmog the axe, so my DK is gonna have the axe and my warrior's gonna have the axe. So, you know, but at the moment I thought it was pretty cool that I got a staff. So I'm super happy. It's got skulls on it. I'm even more super happy. Yay. So yeah, and that's pretty much been my week, other than the other stuff that we'll talk on our other show on the weekend.
Cool. The one
Yes.
where I'm going to beat you. Anyway, so let's move on.
Whatever. You will die. Just saying, people, he will die soon. And yeah. And then I will win. But anyway, our show topic for this week was we chose favorite classic dungeon. So, Stone, what did you choose?
I chose Shadowfang Keep.
Awesome choice.
And I chose it because it was one of those dungeons from back in the day where it wasn't super long, but it wasn't a really short one either. For instance, like Wailing Caverns was really long and you could get lost. Head mines too, the old way was I thought a little bit too long as well. this one, it just felt just right. And besides, we get to go in and go in basically raid a castle, man. It was just pretty cool. I was gonna pick Blackrock Depths, but back in the day, it was really long, and I know people liked it, but for me, it was a little bit too long. And current Kata, people just cheese it and they say, okay, we'll go teleport here and then jump down and we kill this thing. We get lots of XP really fast. So people don't even bother to run the entire thing. So to me, it's not even a raid, and it's not even a shit anymore. It's just a 5 minute queue. So anyway, so Shadowfang Keep. I don't remember much of what the plot was overall, except that there was the town beside it, that the people there, when it was nighttime, that they would actually turn into Worgen, which was pretty cool. I know that now I really like how they've made it part of the whole Forsaken versus Worgen. War, right? And it's very much it's very much streamlined more now, which I mean that's what they did for Canada, but I think it worked out really, really well. You get to see some of the other stuff too. And I know that you're going to have some comments about the old one because I remember that you could go two ways, right? Like when you first got into that courtyard and you wiped everything else out there, I thought there was like a little boss there, no? Like in our old version, I thought that there's a little boss in that courtyard, but there isn't now.
There used to be. No, I'm sure there used to be. I'm
And I'm not,
just.
and I know I'm not confusing it with the love potion event
No,
or, you know,
there was.
but there
I'm sure there was
was the,
the Fell
but I'm sure that there was like a
Steeps.
little boss. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and I know that you could pick which way you went up, and you could either go through the galley and the kitchen, or you could go up around the ramp and go through the other room. Which I thought was a faster way to go because then you can go and pull the boss that's in the dining room from up top and drag him into that hallway, right? And I remember some people, when we began to go up that way, they're like, no, you can't go that way. You have to go this way. It's like, no, but you can go any way you want. And I know it's like that now. I mean, I actually find there's even less folks that go up and around. I mean, you can still go up and around. I just find now everybody now goes through the hall, right?
That's
And
true.
I don't, and it's not like they're forcing you, and it's not like there's like a breadcrumb to make you go through that way. I'm just not sure why that is, but it just seems that post-Cata, people do not go up and around. And it's just a minor thing, but
Think it's
yeah.
just, since Kata, everyone's kind of tried to go the quickest and easiest way to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, that's just my impression when I, have run some of the lower dungeons. It's, well, we just, we're just in, you just want to be in and out quick as.
Yeah.
And it's done, you've done the whole run in what, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is. Whereas back in the day, you would be doing that, you would be doing that for an hour. Like, you would be in that dungeon for a solid hour. Looking at, can I just say, back in original, we had what, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. mini bosses, two mini bosses plus a rare. So that's 9, 10, and there was a Scourge invasion. So there was 11 at the height. There was 11 bosses originally.
Yeah.
There's 5.
Yeah, there's not that many now.
Now. So, you know, I mean, well,
you
a lot's
still
changed.
Have a rare in there, right? I'm pretty sure that the rare is in there still.
There's rare in there. I don't remember seeing the rare.
I think I've seen it once.
Okay.
But I'm not 100%. I'm not 100% for sure.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've run it. Wait, we ran it the other day, actually, and we got some really cute screenshots. So don't forget to go and have a look at our screenshots because I made a pretty picture.
See, I'm so glad that you are good at it because I am not. I am not good at this stuff. And I'm looking at these and they all look nice. Like we're all lined up. Like they're all good shots. And for me, I'd be like, okay, just take it.
Right? I've made a kaleidoscope. So again, don't forget, go and have a look at adventuresinazeroth.com. But I made one picture of some of the screenshots that we did when we went into Shadowfang Keep. Now, what I do is I'm like going to stone. No, move forward. No, to your left. No, to your other left. No, move over across. Go over, left, a bit more. So it's quite hilarious when we take screenshots. I'm like, don't move. Okay, now you can kill the boss. And then I have a lot of fun taking screenshots. I don't know if Stone does, but I do. So
I have fun listening to you having fun.
It is a lot of fun.
So
I enjoy it.
In here, where we're fighting the last boss there, remember we jumped across because we saw some poor dude dead?
Yes.
On the thing there. I don't see the screenshot there.
No, it's not. I'm going to put that screenshot up in the gallery with some other ones So I'm going to put some extra ones. People, don't forget, we do have a gallery. If you want to send some screenshots in, no problem. Go for it. But Shadowfang Keep. Just reading back, like they've seemed to keep the majority of what it was about. You know, it was back in the Third War. It had to do with Dalaran. There was a battle with the Wizards of Dalaran, died in battle. Scourge was growing. Archmage Argyll decided he'd summon some extra dimensional entities, which turned out to be the Worgen. And that pretty much he kept the Worgen inside, took over Shadowfang Keep. Yeah. And that kind of thread has stayed through. So Fenris is not in. That was his pet, Fenris. Fenris is not in the new one. Yeah. So you've got... Like, there's been a lot of changes, obviously, but I remember doing Shadowfang Keep. It was probably the second dungeon that I did, leveling my Warlock. And I know that I was so excited to go into this place of... you know, to me, it just felt like a Warlock place, and there was these Worgen things, and there was many times that fear would not work, you know, and there was a lot of crowd control. I remember the groups we had to crowd control because some of those, well, not some, but there was a lot of those pools were very tight pulls that if you did not get your crowd control right, then you wiped. Like, there was no ifs, buts, or maybes. But a lot of fun. I always loved Shadowfang Keep. So I think that's a really good one that you chose. There's a lot of, for me, sentiment in that one.
I almost picked Sunken Temple.
Oh.
I liked it when it was pre-Cata, and I kind of like it now too, because I remember one of the biggest problems with that was people get lost, right? Like they're like, I'm right on top of you guys. Like, no, you went the wrong way. You have to go the take the others, you have to go down the stairs, not up the stairs. And I remember there being the pit, and you could fall down in the pit, and there's like a dude that died down there or something, and then there's another boss down there too, or something like that. And
Yeah, full
anyway,
circle.
so yeah, and I mean I liked both, but I kind of felt that Shadowfang Keep overall I like it more, and I don't know exactly why that is. I just do. I think maybe it's because it's Forsaken, and
Morgan.
yeah, I kind of like that more versus the whole dragon stuff. I don't know.
I don't
So,
know. I've got
anyways.
so many great memories of both, but
Yeah.
I know Shadowfang Keep. Back in the day, I had a very cute little night elf twink, level 19, that I hunter, night elf hunter, and I
Boy.
twinked her out in everything. And one of the places that you needed to go was Shadowfang Keep to get some stuff. And I remember having to watch my XP and walking into Shadowfang Keep and making sure that I did not get too much XP, as the person who had taken me in there was, he would run ahead and kill a lot of stuff and say, okay, now come along, because I didn't want to get XP because I didn't want to level. I needed to maintain, and waiting for certain things to drop. And I remember that quite vividly. For I know there was stuff in Shadowfang Keep that I know that I needed from there. But yeah, that it was a really good one. So thank you for picking that one. I think that was a
So
really good one. Yeah.
what was yours?
Okay, so I decided I would choose the very first dungeon I ever went into, which was Wailing Caverns. And it has got a huge, huge special place in my heart. So what I found the layout, the original layout for Wailing Caverns, which is in the show notes, and I've got the post-cutter Wailing Caverns, which is immensely shorter. I ran Wailing Caverns so many times on not only on my twink, because the damn bow took like 30 some ridiculous amount of runs before it dropped, as well as getting the whole fang set that I was running. So, but on my warlock, it was the very first one that I went into, and the amount of times that I got lost because it was so big, that I fell down the crevice. that Stone reckons that you
Which
can't fall
one?
down it now. The
Oh,
one when
that
you're
one.
heading towards the boss, and there's
Okay.
you used to have to jump it, because if
Yeah,
you
you
just
can't, yeah.
ran, you ran straight off and you went
Yep.
down to the bottom, and then
Yep.
you had to run all the way through again, all the windy parts. And it was, if anyone ever did that, you were just like, and especially me as the warlock. You were like, can I get a summon? And
Yep.
I'm
Yeah.
just trying to remember if I could summon back then. I've got a terrible feeling that we couldn't. But there was, you would have to run it. And if all of a sudden, if
Well,
everyone was running towards and all you saw was down, 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 you're like standing there just going,
oh
I'm not
no.
jumping. I will wait till you guys get back.
That part has actually wiped a group.
Yeah.
Like I've been in groups back in the day where if a person didn't make it, that we would try to carry on. But if two people didn't make that jump, that was it. Like they're just logging. And it was done because it's like you had to wait so long for them to come back up and around. And then we actually had it one time where the guy missed the jump again, and we're just like, okay, done. Because it just because it was so long, right? And I know for sure you could, if you ran, you would miss it. But pre-CATA, they fixed it so that you could just run off and you will make it. You're fine. If you walk off, like just do your RP walking, you're in trouble. But if you run, you're fine.
And we
You
just take
still jump though,
screenshots.
because it's like you want to jump because it's in your head, like,
I
oh my
have to
God, I have to
jump. I
jump.
have to jump.
Sure,
I can't just
sure.
walk off because I'm like, no, you've got to run and jump. But one of the things that I remember with leveling over in the Barrens was that you had to go and find these people above in the instance, and it took me so long to figure out the little cave and trying to jump into the little cave that it was, you know, the first time that I did it, I was like, oh my God, I finally got it, because you had to get the angle right coming down off the skull. And if anyone if anyone does not realize, Whaling Coven's from the outside, stone looks like a skull, doesn't
So Lita makes that remark because back in the day, I didn't know that it was a skull. And people said, yeah, it's a skull. And I never really saw it as a skull. I'm like, yeah, okay, maybe, I guess so. But when CATA hit, that was the first place I actually went to, was to go check out if it really looked like a skull. And I'm like, okay, fine, it looks like a skull. Fine.
That's so funny. But yeah, it was just the, I don't know, it was just how cool it was just getting into navigating down, you know, you had to run up the side of the mountain, figure your way up that side of the mountain to come back over the top to get into, you know, to talk to the people that were in the cave, to pick up your quest, to then go down into the cave to make your way through all the raptors and all the wind serpents and the slimy dudes. And like that in itself was its own epic little battle, because you had to get from the entrance of outside in the Barrens to then the entrance of the actual dungeon, and not fall down the little hole that
It's still
is,
there.
it's still there. Stone can attest to that. just as I said, wasn't it? I said, don't forget about the hole, and you see
Don't fall
Stone
down the hole. I'm like,
chunk
what? Oh
down. Yeah, it
no.
was
And I
funny.
knew it was there.
Yeah.
I knew it was
It
there.
was
And
so funny.
right when you said don't fall down there, I'm like, oh yeah, too late. I'm like,
It's,
oh, come
yeah, and I
on.
totally missed getting a screenshot of that. That was pretty funny. But then you
Darn.
would get into, you know, and then from there you get into the instance, and of course then the instance would go, and I mean, I'm seriously talking about, they would go for an hour and a half runs, like even 2 hours. If you know, you're very, very new to the game back in, you know, classic, there was not unheard of doing Whaling Caverns in 2 hours, because it was so big. And, you know, if you pulled the wrong thing, you'd just wipe the group and you'd have to come. Then you'd have to make your way back into the dungeon. And yeah, it was just crazy. But I had so much fun, you know, getting the staff off. There was a staff that I got off of, I'm thinking, oh, what's his name? The big, which big dude? Which big dude? Mental blank. I just completely,
The
was it
big
Chris?
moss guy? Was that the big moss guy? Like, I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, the big moss guy. Yeah.
I
That
don't know what his
was
name is, but I'm looking at the
he took a
screenshot of
screenshot
you
of
and I. Yeah.
it. Yeah. I know. But I mean, we had a lot of fun when we went back in there to get the screenshots. And admittedly, what they've done, like for me, I do miss the old whaling caverns, but it's good that they've reduced it to a degree that for the newer people, you know, they would, it would be more doable. You've only got what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bosses now, as to back in there was
8. I see 7. No.
Or,
you're talking about the one that Pats, right? So,
Crash. Yeah. We did
Crash. Yeah.
We did get a few screenshots. Trying to get a screenshot walking with Crash. It was hilarious. Stinking. It was so funny. I'm going.
Somebody walked into a wall.
Because I had my screen turned around the other way and I'm trying to walk and take screenshots and try and get stone in. Oh, you know, maybe that's what we should do.
Put this wall here. Record
us taking screenshots. It was
that would be funny.
So funny.
I was looking at the map that you put in and the old map, and I was like, wow, I guess so. Like, it's really long.
Yeah. Because that used to be really windy.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So they've still got the same bosses. They've just moved them.
Yep. So, and those sections, again, you know, over in the winding chasm was just windy because it would go up levels. Remember? It would. Yeah. It was not a level. It would go up, I think it was like 2 levels. And if you fell down, if you got knocked off, you had to go back and find your path to get. Oh, yeah, it was definitely a experience. But I think, like, they're lots of fun. We had a lot of fun with us going in there and us remembering it from Classic. And I hope, you know, if you guys have got any memories of it too, write in. And let us know, send an email, tweet us, or just do, you know, if you want to do an audio, that's fine. But there's so many things. I went back trying to find screenshots, if I had screenshots of Whaling Caverns, and I couldn't find any. I lost a lot of the early stuff I just lost it. So I don't have a lot of that stuff. But it's fun because I make up for it now. and there are definitely screenshots. So I think we had a lot of fun. So that's our favorite Classic dungeons and next week's topic. So what have we decided will be next week's topic? Stone, tell me.
We are going to discuss our favorite Burning Crusade raid. Not dungeon. Raid.
I think I'm tired. Write in. Make sure if you want to let us know about what your favorite Burning Crusade raid is, write in and let us know. Now, from the mailbox this week, we just got an update from Cheryl. She wrote to let us know that her dwarf warrior is now level 80. So this is progress on her bucket list. So Cheryl, thank you for letting us know. Congratulations, level 80. Woo!
I'm curious on what part of the list that this is for. If it's to level up a class that they don't have, or if it's to level up like a particular race too.
She's not got sure. Dwarves. Don't you remember? She's got
all. Oh, she's all dwarves?
Yep. She is all dwarves.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast. So, and it's not on purpose. My brain just doesn't function like that.
Yeah. You're
unfortunately.
Yes. So from last week's episode with the bucket list, it was to finish leveling her dwarf warrior, and then she'll have one of each class as dwarf. So she loves
Oh,
her
that's
dwarf. She
right.
has, yeah, and they were
Yeah, okay.
73 last week, and she's now got her to 80, which is awesome. So congratulations. So keep us let us know how you go. Let us know when you hit 100. It's very exciting, Cheryl. So thank you very much. All right. Well, I think that's it. That's all we had this week. So I have to say, first off, thank you everyone for the likes and retweets and all of that. We do
Very much
really,
appreciated.
yeah, we do really appreciate it. So if you want to contact us, don't forget, check out the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can email us at podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. And remember, we do have a little gallery page that if you want to send some screenshots of your adventures in Azeroth, then please do. I'm quite happy to put them up with all our gallery stuff. Twitter is at ADV Azeroth. Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges, or the WowChallenges podcast, which we live, Lee and I live stream every Saturday slash Sunday for her, or the Richter Scale podcast, which we live stream every Sunday night. Where can we find you?
You can find me. I'm on Twitter, which is at Leeta Wow. That's LeetaWow. I have a couple of other shows as well. I do Behind the Avatar. And as Stone said, we do the Wow Challenges podcast, which is a live show most weeks. And I do Geektopia show with Ben and Steve. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And I think you said Google, maybe Google Play. Did you check?
I did not check.
Slacker. Slacker. Jeez, I don't know. It's all good. Anyway, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio for sure. And anywhere else.
Sorry.
Slacker. I don't know. You only have 50 million jobs, Stone.
I know.
Not crazy. All right, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I think anything
I
else
need
you
help.
do, we know. Anything else that you we need to say? I think that's it. That's a wrap.
Be nice to one another. There.
Oh, that's nice. That's very good. Be kind. That's the thing. Be kind, people. That's right. Team positive. Woo! Positive. That's the way to
Yay.
go. Yeah. Well, we love this game, and there's a lot of people that play the game, and we love them. So, mwah! Kisses to everyone. Hugs, whichever. Whatever you want to take. And that's
I'll
it.
give you high fives.
I'm
There you
not
go.
giving you
There's.
that. High
What?
five.
You're not gonna give me a
Choo!
high five?
Yeah, I'll give
Do.
you a high five.
Oh, I thought you said you're not gonna give that to me. What?
No, I'll give you a high
What?
five.
Okay.
That's fine.
Awesome.
Yeah. All
Awesome.
right. Let's wrap it up. That's it. Thank you, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leeta. Copyright 2016. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.